So does having faith means that even when the problem comes, we maintain our faith, and then by that we get calmness, and then we are able to take mature decisions? Yes, that's the process. But in many ways, faith does not follow such a linear step-by-step process. When the actual problem comes, it's not that we can have a flowchart or we can have a program setting. Okay, this happens. Okay, now I'll pray. I'll chant one mantra. I'm feeling calm now. Now I'll deal with the problem. It doesn't work like that. It's a relationship. You have to take shelter of Krishna. And that taking shelter, yes, there can be certain actions which we can do. Now we may go into the temple and take darshan of Krishna. We can study the Bhagavad Gita. We may pray to Krishna. There may be certain actions which we do. But the connection is through our emotion. The connection is through our intention. So in that sense, we shouldn't reduce faith to any mechanical routine. And it's not just, I have to have faith. It's not that. We shouldn't see doubts as a defect. It's natural when there are problems come. See, why is this happening? We may get doubts. So doubts are not necessarily a defect. The problem comes when we act on those doubts. See, faith at one level, we could say, is an asset. Some people have faith, some people don't have faith. I don't have faith, what can I do? Faith is an asset. But at another level, faith is also a choice. So rather than saying, oh, I should not let my faith be disturbed. Why is my faith getting disturbed? I lost faith. Faith is a choice means we can choose to put ourselves in those situations, in that association, where our faith will get boosted. If we face some problem and we associate with faithless people, and they'll say, just see, you're doing so much and still you got this problem. Therefore, God doesn't exist. So what has happened? Our faith was weak, but then we chose an association which further wounded our faith. So rather, we come in some spiritual association and say, yes, things, the difficulties, everyone goes through, even great devotees went through difficulties. But just be patient, be persevering. Krishna will make things out to be right. And he may make even things better than what they were before. So we can choose to put ourselves in those situations which will strengthen our faith. So that means rather than just feeling, oh, I'm meant to be faithful, but I don't have faith. I'm meant to be faithful, but I've got doubts. Well, it's not. So we shouldn't just think of faith as something about which we are just passive. I have faith or I don't have faith. We can see faith also as something which is a matter of our choice. It's like muscles. Some of us may have stronger muscles than others. But based on how we exercise our muscles can also become further stronger. So our faith muscles also, we can strengthen them or weaken them. So when we study the philosophy, that requires some intellectual exertion to understand the philosophy. But that's like weightlifting, that's strengthening our muscles. When we face adversities and still we try to connect with God, we try to place ourselves in situations which help us to get a better understanding of things. And that is also, we're exerting, our faith muscles are becoming stronger. So rather than saying that we should not have doubts, we can put it in such a way that we put ourselves in a situation that helps us to address the doubts, that helps us to gain our faith back. So when I say be faithful, that doesn't mean that I'm saying that I don't have faith, how can I become faithful? No, where I'm saying that be faithful means having faith is a matter of choice. So when I have a problem, then I go to some devotee and ask a question. Go to some senior devotee, go to some devotees whose judgment I have some trust in, and I ask a question. If I don't ask the question and I just arrive at my own understanding, this all doesn't work, this all is bogus. Then I'm choosing to be faithless. So what happens is, all of us within us, there is a side which has faith, there is a side which has doubts. Everyone has that. But our choice is, what do we give more weight to? Now, rather than doubting our faith, when we doubt our faith, we are believing our doubts. When we are doubting our faith, what are we doing? We are believing our doubts. So instead of doubting our faith and believing our doubts, we can choose to doubt our doubts. And yeah, believe in our beliefs. And that means go and associate with those who have strong faith. And by them, associating, we can also strengthen our faith. Does that answer your question?
Yes.
Thank you. Any other questions?